started, when I finished Houston Tillotson, I started teaching. I graduated from Anderson in 1960, by the way. And then I enrolled in Houston Tillotson, and my grandpa and mother provided our resources and finances to go there. Graduating in 1964, I was employed by the El Campo Consolidated School District. Back then, you had to go get some experience before you were hired in Austin. They wanted you with experience, at least that's what they said. I don't know how many others had to do that, but that was my explanation. So I went on to El Campo, taught there, and then after I taught there a year and a half, well, then I was accepted into the Austin Independent School District at Blackshear Elementary as a reading teacher. In El Campo, I taught fifth grade, which I enjoyed so much. And then I got a chance to come to Austin, home, back home, to teach. Of course, I married June 20th, 1964, before I started my first job in El Campo. Then now on and on and on, I've just taught at various schools. There's so many I can't remember them all, but it was Blackshear first. That was the first school I taught at in Austin, and Friendly Rudolph Rice gave us the opportunity to teach. And of course we started in Chapter 1, Title 1 Reading. And I taught there until 1967. And that particular year, they had what they call the crossover. They sent African-American teachers to the other areas of Austin to be a first. I don't really consider myself a first of anything. I wasn't the firstborn of my parents. And so I said, I haven't ever been the first, but I was the only African-American teacher there. 6 beautiful years at Walnut Creek Elementary. And then I went on to Norman Elementary, and the reason I transferred there was because our daughter was born in 1971, and so I wanted to be near her and not leave her so early in the mornings. And Joe was employed with the J.R. Reed Music Company, which it is no longer in existence. So I wanted to be near her in Walnut Creek. I would have had to drive so far away. So I transferred to Norman, and I stayed there a number of years, and I don't know how many, but a lot, you know, not a long, long time. Anyways, from Norman, I believe I was sent to Rosedale. And no, I didn't fit there. I did not need to be there. So I requested a transfer, and I started teaching at Rosewood, my alma mater, where I went to elementary school. And I went back to teaching reading. And I taught there a number of years, and then they closed Rosewood. And we all moved down to Oak Springs Elementary. Stayed there until I can't remember when they closed Rosewood, but I went to Oak Springs and stayed there until 1988. And from Oak Springs, I went to Manor School District and enjoyed it very, very much. I taught second grade, and then I came back to Austin and I taught at Ridgetop Elementary School until 1995. After that, I retired because my sister was ill, and I retired so I could take care of her. And after she passed away, I was just hanging out doing very little. So I was called back to Manor, so I went back and I taught there again. So, and I've been back and forth. I've taught at Barbara Jordan since then. and also Texas Preparatory School. That's the last one I've been to, and that was this past year for a part-time music teacher.